course, our little feet was little, we'd get on them boards and we'd get the top of that hill and we'd slide down to the foot. And boys, we could really go and put our hands, you know, on the ground. Mm-hmm. And don't you forget, before we could really slide.
I guess you could.
And just had the most fun.
Yeah.
I have rode on boards a lot of times and it'd be surprising. You couldn't put your feet together. You'd have to put one foot out ahead of the other one to be on this little narrow board.
Uh-huh.
And sit back on it. So we'd have roads go down the hill.
Yeah. What did you use to carry coal in?
We never had much dealings with coal. We always used wood. You mean to burn in, to keep warm. Mm-hmm. We didn't ever use coal.
I don't know
much about coal.
Uh-huh. Would you know what that container's called that you used to carry coal in?
No, I don't.
What about the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney?
That's called a pipe.
Okay. And this is something, if you wanted to move something heavy like a load of bricks, you might use this thing. It's got a little wheel in the front and two handles.
Yes, sir. And it's usually people in stores that keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Country people didn't keep them. Whenever we moved that, we had to go to our store and borrow one from there, or rent it or something to use, because we didn't have it on the farm.
What was that called? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know the correct name for it. Do you?
I'm saying a wheelbarrow.
No, now they was a wheelbarrow that it had one wheel at one end,
uh-huh.
And then it was framed up, and it had two pieces of wood back at the other end to hold to, and we could pull that. It was framed up, and we could put this whatever we wanted to haul in the wheelbarrow. That's between the handles and the wheel,
mm-hmm.
And we could carry. Like fertilize to the garden and so many corn to the hogs, so many
mm-hmm.
things in the wheelbarrow where it would be too heavy to pick it
mm-hmm.
up until to carry it on our backs.
I see.
So that was a wheelbarrow, and practically
uh-huh.
everybody had a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. What would you use to sharpen tools on?
Well, we had a big old rock that was on a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a crank to this rock that we would turn it, and one would turn the rock while the other would help the, you know, the axe or the blade,
mm-hmm.
the hole, whatever you want, or you were wanting to sharpen. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
what we'd sharpen it with a big rock. I can't think right now the name of the rock, but it was a big
mm-hmm.
rock, but it bought for that purpose.
Do you call it
grindstone?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I would imagine that it would be a rock that would that you'd grind things on like that.
Is that the same thing as what you're talking about?
That's what I'd think a grindstone would be.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure.
What about something smaller that you
Well,
they're hand?
Different sizes. There's different sizes of those big rocks. Some of them are was real small, and then others was 12 inches high, you
mm-hmm.
know, from what, of course it's round, but there's 12
mm-hmm.
inches high when you've got them on the stand.
Uh-huh. But what about something that you didn't have to put on a stand, that you could just...
That was a little wet rock.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a little wet rock.
Uh-huh. And the thing that people drive nowadays, you call that a... People don't use a horse and buggy now. They just get in their
tractor. They get in the car.
Okay.
Or truck.
Any other names for car